Blog Talk Radio.
Habargani, Kedu, divine peace and blessing.
love, joy, and prosperity. You are listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence within this cyclical, seasonal, ever-changing, relative earth plane dimension for which many are ill-prepared to navigate. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavor. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Thursday, March 31st, 2011. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Emeka, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me, along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick of the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals, chanting down Babylon and drumming in Congo Square each and every Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Join me live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Divine Affirmation and Meditation. But also join me on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for the House of the Divine Prince, live from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. My listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If when you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. It will alert me if there is a caller in queue, and I will address you patiently as spirit and time do allow. When you have completed your call, press the number 1 again. This will sort of lower your hand, if you will. And then if you have a new question at some further point in the show, do repress the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, the live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. my website where I can be reached, utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Coming up on our third year anniversary, July of 2011, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, astrologers, neurologists, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning with my House of the Divine Prince Keen group, which can be located in the center of the first page of my website, where you will also find We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And many of us and these groups have been active and operating since early 2006. So please do take the time to explore the personalities, explore the profiles, the history, the credentials, and by all means, the comments and the ratings. Also, do continue to remember, support, show honor and favor for these powerful, powerful voices via the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website. The King's Chamber is dedicated to the men's ministries, houses, leaders, practitioners, master teachers, institutions, businesses, promotions, products, community, and grassroots organizations that support the King, beginning with Reverend Majati Maruti of Uja Temple Ministry. You can find him ministering, teaching the worship of the African goddess, evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, where you will find host Reverend Majati Maruti and Susan Mitchell via their archive radio player in the King's Chamber of my website. Also, longtime friend of a few decades, Big Steve, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve. And you can find him via his archive Blog Talk Radio player in the King's Chamber of my website. And in the Queen's Chamber, you can still find featured 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the truth terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt-naked truth via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website, Aminti Anuket. Temple Radio, Aminti Anuket is a soul that has come here, an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe, and you can find her featured 24 hours a day via her Blog Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website, where you will find Gogo Nana Alana Omare, sister priestess and an authentic Sangoma of many nations, Oshun priestess Nana Alana Omare, goddess love light, and she is also known on Facebook, Transforming Lives, One Drum Beat at a Time. You will find her featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website, utilizing her archive radio player, Blog Talk Radio player. And also continue to support Sister Avana Racism, Non-Anonymous, and the 12-Step Program and Recovery Room. You can find her featured 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, virtually in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And do continue to support my sponsors. My support sponsors support me, therefore I support them. Experience Nubian Jewels, an African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle, all at one centralized location with Queen Felice Akushua. You can find her at www.nubianjewels.biz. You can also find Kala Hot and Angelic Soap. Angelic Soap. Find her delicious, blessed, all blessed divine products via the Queen's Chamber of my website. And of course, Queen Ifama is still working on her handcrafted African and Pan-African inspired art and jewelry pieces and accessories. You can find her, again, featured along with her archive radio Blog Talk player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And, of course, these powerful prophetess, diviners, readers, high priestess are always available by appointment via their link, if you will, in the Queen's Chamber of my website, Divine Von Terr, who I have known also for a few decades, has been a great elder and spiritual mother to me in various religious and ceremonial occasions and situations, and I'm strongly dedicated and committed to her and tithing her ministry. So let us do support Divine Von Terr. Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy truly showed me how to carry my ministry to the next level. Dr. Joy introduced me to the internet, for which I would not be here without Dr. Joy, for which I would not have known about many of the resources that I now utilize successfully and try to share and impart to others successfully. All due thanks to Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy. And you can still set up an appointment to see her virtually through her keen profile, Unlimited Joy, in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And she is always, of course, open to people who are coming into town to visit, as many of you are and have already made your reservations, if you will, to meet with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Black Potions, and Hoodoo Central here in the beautiful, enchanted, historic, legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana. So do continue to support those who support us, for indeed without their love, their support, their encouragement, their responsibility, I would have faltered, if you will. There are many occasions when the body may not want to move. Sometimes emotions may not want to move you forward to your journey. Many of you are locked into 40-hour-a-week routines, which feel very familiar to you, to what I am describing. And we must indeed find sources to replenish our passion. And the spring, in all its symbolism, suggests replenishment, rebirth, regrowth, coming forward again, anew, to do things differently, in a more evolved, in a better, more perfected state than before. For this reason, we must not be separate from our experience. Indeed, it is our experience where our true power lies. For those of you who are operating within ritual paths, magical paths, paths where you are developing an understanding and a respect for divine manifestation, know that often the work must first and foremost be done from within. For if it cannot be seen from within, if it cannot be manifested from within, if you cannot feel that and experience that and create and recreate that from within, then your barriers to manifestation without only thicken, only increase. So we must give that time, that energy, that dedication to prayer, but also to meditation. Prayer I often see as asking, but meditation is listening and being instructed and connecting to spirit and learning to discern spirit. We're indeed in a time when all things physical are changing at any moment, at any time, whether it be the next calamity, whether it be the next disease, whether it be the next drug-resistant infection, excuse me, whether it be the next economic situation, we must indeed begin to build upon those things which are eternal and hold more power, more relevance than those things which are constantly changing. For no sooner than we find a comfort zone, if you will, with something, we found a comfort zone with oil, and now we're being forced, ready or not, to reexamine that relationship. Some of you are in love and relationships, emotional connections, where you are at a crossroads of questioning, of asking, of reexamining. And do not fear these crossroads of examination. Do not fear these opportunities to connect and reconnect with spirit. We are both spirit, but we are also physical. So we do not hold a permanent charge, if you will. No one holds a permanent anointing, if you will. It all must be refreshed, renewed, recommitted to, if you will. I want to welcome you humbly, honestly, respectfully, for your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, High Potions and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lunch at High Noon, U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Those who are present live in chat, Aminti, Anuket, Belle Smith, Kala Hot, and special guest, Divine Peace and Blessings unto you. Those of you who are present with me on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, ever present, ever sure. Thank you so much for your divine being and present, Goddess, for being with us this day. For indeed, I am grateful and humbled, and I know that you could be anywhere on the World Wide Web, anywhere in your lives, in your workplace. And I'm always appreciative of the time and energy that is shared in this squared circle of gods and goddess when we come together via this forum and this medium. There are those who are listening now via the remote Blog Talk Radio player. Please do be reminded that I am truly grateful and responsive to your continued support. Continue to click the PayPal donation button at the very top of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Help us to continue to maintain our presence here on Blog Talk Radio. But also, if you haven't done so, continue to click the little red heart on the Blog Talk Radio player. Mark this show as a favorite. Mark this episode as a favorite. Also, continue to support us by visiting the sponsors that Blog Talk Radio will place on the page in rotation, Sprint, AT&T, various other Verizon, other endeavors and corporations and businesses you'll often see placed on the page. Know that they are of corporate interest, but they are also to some degree of our interest because we are given some support and acknowledgement when you click on and visit and at least take the time to view those advertisements. So please do so each and every time that you visit. And, of course, now with the new beta system and the share this button, I have to encourage you to continue to click the Facebook, click the Twitter, click the Google. And each and every time you visit and when it's convenient for you, of course, the Google Buzz, the Twitter this, or tweet this, send to Facebook, the Facebook like button. Send to Facebook and the Facebook like button are not exactly the same thing. So we appreciate your doing both. They've now also added this new following button. Some of you have been on my friends, Blog Talk Radio friends list since the very first show. But because of the new system, you are not showing up as following the show. So do take the time, if you haven't already done so, to be sure that you click my show, your favorite shows, Queenie Fama, all of your Aminti Anuket, all of your favorite regularly listened to shows. Make sure that you're checking out all this new technology and these new buttons. They do make a difference to us who are producing the show. So make sure that you're clicking following. It's usually right at the top near I Am On Live or the countdown to the next show or the time and date. It's usually right in that area there, and it says it's in gray on my screen, and I'm using Google right now. It's right after my name, The Divine Prince, and then it says following in a little gray wheel. Make sure you're following me. Also, utilize the Share This, the Facebook, the Tweet This, the Google Buzz, and the Facebook Like. I greatly, greatly appreciate your support and your endeavors. Everyone is not able to always purchase a product or send a donation or utilize some of my paid consultation and ritual services. So I appreciate your endeavors online in helping to promote the community and to promote the show and to keep us moving forward and keep us fresh in our material and in our reach. We greatly appreciate the challenge. We appreciate the challengers, and we appreciate the support, supporters, and the efforts that keep us moving forward in divine unity, community, and love. So I greatly appreciate your attention to and listening to me explain again in great detail the importance of and the need for your support at this time. Some of you know, particularly my regulars, who have already continued to support, and we greatly appreciate that, and that is why we continue to support you. But for those who are new may not know that we are in preparation to move to a larger space. So that's a financial effort. And now my computer is deciding to be unresponsive when it wants to be. We're getting by right now literally on prayer, ritual, and ceremony. I'm not kidding you. I can't tell you, we can't even explain to you right now why the computer is still on, why things are still rolling. We're not going to pick it apart because we're indeed grateful, but we believe it's all the support, all the prayers. There are some of the community out there that's been burning candles since they heard that there was an issue with the computer. We are going to have to move forward. I do realize that I'm literally on borrowed time. It's just a matter of time before this comes apart on me. So I intend to purchase a new this weekend. So please, if at any other time I need you today more than any other time in 3 years that I've been on Blog Talk Radio, more than any other time in the 6 years that I've been on the Internet, I need your support. I need your support today or tomorrow, but I need your support now. Visit me at www.houseofdivineprince.com. Click the donation button. PayPal is changing. So you can no longer go into PayPal and make a purchase, if you will, because I'm not a purchase. I'm not Amazon. So you must click the donation button and then send your donation. Of course, I still have a favor for Keen, and I always appreciate your calls and your support on Keen. And that is another way of sending your donation. Call, talk to me for any length of time, and I will always support you with free follow-up minutes for also leaving that all-powerful and respected comment and rating. So again, you can locate more contact information for myself, my honorable mentions, my community members, sponsors, supporters, respectively, on their individual Blog Talk Radio profiles. But you can also meet. There's a square circle of gods and goddesses 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of not only documented revelation, but manifestation by visiting my website, where I can be reached at houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, support my virtual temple groups. where I offer a variety of virtual temple groups of various Pan-African, world, spiritual, numerological, astrological, religious, magical practitioners in one convenient location, operating at a diverse group of fee-based. So some of you are looking for somebody who might be a little bit more within your budget. Check out these qualified documented readers within my virtual temple groups. And you can find those direct links by scrolling down my main Blog Talk Radio profile. You can also find them on my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine+prince. Or by visiting my website on the very first page towards the center of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince type potions and Hoodoo Central live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. All ears, indeed, a blessing. Ashe.
I am a man.
I'm not.
Divine, all blessed unity and community, peace and love, wisdom and understanding. Again, I am, as always, humbled, honored, appreciative of your divine being and presence here in this square circle of gods and goddesses with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central here for the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Those who are present, My Life Journey 1, special guests, Kalahat, Aminti, Anuket, Astrology, Divine, Humble, Peace and Love, Joy and Prosperity unto each and every one of you, and of course, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, who is present on the phone line. And if you wish to join her, that number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Press the number 1 when you are ready with your question, comment, or request, and I will respond to you as time and spirit do allow. I'm going to sort of be back and forth in dialogue with chat today. Many are sort of speaking in chat and not wanting to call in, which is fine. I do understand. It sort of plays into the theme, if you will, of my message for today. Aminti asked, why do the Loa have different paths? And in no way being facetious, that's a very simple question, but also a very complex one, in that, let me put it this way, in that, coming from ATR, Pan-African based cultures and traditions, understand that that's not a singular path. You have Igbo, you have Yoruba, you have Fon, you have Hausa, you have all the various ethnicities, all the various families, all the various communities. So I like to compare the paths of the deities, the Orisha, the Lawa, if you will, to the familiar family-based system, but also to that of our agriculture, the production of food. So my mama cooked jambalaya the way her mama cooked jambalaya and passed that down to me. And those that I teach to prepare jambalaya will sort of take on that path until they, for whatever reason, experience necessity, a new ingredient, a lack of an ingredient, you find in your own experience a reason to personalize the recipe. So the deities, the Lawa, if you will, have familiar family-based connection, but also a strong connection to agriculture. And another way of looking at that is herbs. The presence or absence of certain herbs, certain roots, affect the path in that region. So it wasn't just because of the Middle Passage. It wasn't just because these paths, if you will, were all kind of mixed together and brought here, but then they were replanted. Think agriculture. They were replanted in Cuba, replanted in Haiti, replanted in Brazil, replanted in Georgia, in Louisiana, thus producing the variant paths. And for me, if you're vibrating at a high enough level, that's very simple. It makes all the argument about religion, paths, and denomination mute. There's that which endures time, endures pain, endures calamity, endures the Middle Passage, endures all of our life struggles. And there's that which continues to evolve, continue to change, continue to adapt, and they work together, not separately. We need our revolutionaries. We need our warriors. But we also need our healers, our ministers, our community-based, grassroots-based, laying on of hands practitioners and providers. Something that I provide in one of my general services here is foot washing. Foot washing goes back thousands of years. It has a strong ceremonial ritual implication. It's as simple as water and a clean towel. But its application, its usage is as variant as the path, if you will. It's as variant as our mothers, our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers and their recipes. One would say it's only one way to make fish stew. But there are millions of mothers and grandmothers and aunts and big mamas and sisters and brothers and fathers who can cook and can prepare and can mix the herbs and the ingredients and the seasoning, giving their individual blessing, if you will, adding their individual connection to the divine, to the outcome of the pot, to the outcome of the gumbo, to the outcome of the recipe. So indeed, there's no conflict in the diversity of paths, none whatsoever. There's no force or authority that is guiding us to one thing. Yet we are doing multiple things at once. And for me, that is the foundation of what the path, if you will, is about. It's a way of not only mapping what you hear me refer to as documented comment and ratings results from people who have utilized your services, invested in your services, and have gotten some response, some results, some manifestation. That's your recipe. But, you know, we all don't lay a card down the same way. We all don't throw bones the same way. We all don't read crystal the same way. It is our individual path, demonstration, light, and manifestation. We are all but representative of divinity, of God and Goddess. Then there would have to be a diversity of path. Now, having said that, and I know this kind of, the internet and all this availability of free roaming information confuses that for some, because we sort of want to kind of grasp on and create our own path. And indeed, we all do that. Let's use another framework. We all can go to college, take the same courses. We can all graduate, receive that degree. But our experience is going to be very individualized from the beginning to the end. We all went into that for various reasons, various understandings. We all made it through in very individualized ways. Some of us studied. Some of us got people to help us. Some of us paid our way. I know someone who paid their way through university, never wrote a paper, never did anything, but it's evident today in her manifestation. So, again, the question of why do the Loas have paths, we must also look at their connection to the elements and the processes and the seasons of life, and that brought about if you will, a certain level of distinction. Summer is clearly different from winter. Spring is different from fall. The dry season, the wet season. So indeed, this created, again, a diversity of paths, a diversity of forces operating in unison, like a choir, like a chorus, like an orchestra, but within their various and variant responsibilities, if you will, divisions of labor, which is another term which has often been historically applied to Africa and African-based cultures, division of labor, that process of moving from agricultural societies to the city, to developing other responsibilities and other roles based on need, based on providing food, based on providing water, based on providing resources to the populace. So indeed, that too suggests paths and variant paths. There are those who understood the shore, understood the ocean, understood the food, the resources that were available there, how to get them, how to access them, and bring them back to be utilized by the community. There were those who understood vegetation, who understood herbs, who understood what was edible and what was not edible, and shared that amongst others who had like interests or like geology, when you consider familiar links, information being passed down through families or through marriages or through some form of cooperation. So the path, again, to me, that's simple. I think what's a little bit more complex, particularly for many, is that we don't latch on to one and sort of isolate ourselves with that. Again, they are a family. They are a network. They are a community, a system, where each has a role to play within that system. Being crowned a certain deity, receiving a certain deity, having received the implements of a particular deity does not then cut you off or absolve you of any responsibility, if you will, to the rest of the family and how those members may relate to you in variant degrees. And the responsibility to keep an upkeep, if you will, of those responsibilities. So there, again, I'm hoping I'm answering your question to you in the chat. To me, it's quite logical as to why there are a variety of paths. Ibo Kueno might even want to call in and give some response to that. I think if we want to simplify it, we have to attach it to family connections. Just like I said with the recipe, you know, it's only one way to prepare yams. Maybe not. You know, when you have mothers, generations, families, experience, and what's available, new systems develop. I'm going to take just a momentary break. Again, I want to welcome humbly those of you who are present for being with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Taipo Shuvan, Hoodoo Central, here at High Noon, U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch on Blog Talk Radio. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Je veux nous dire des mots bruits, ça y est, que misère ça, oh, je m'en vais. Oh, qui misère ça, qui la peine ça, m'bralé. Moi, j'ai tout ça, chanter dans moi. Moi, j'ai pour être chanter dans moi, ça y est, des mots bruits ça, oh, qui misère ça, m'bralé. Ça y est, des mots bruits ça. Come on. Astrology, I pray that you're okay. You sort of left that smiley and then haven't responded since. I hope you will forgive me for revealing live on air for those who don't know that Amenti is pregnant. So I hope that she's all right and just having morning sickness or something. If you can hear me and you have access to it, you might want to get you some type of herbal mint, spearmint, water mint, apple mint. Preferably the plant, if you can. But if not, you know, you can purchase it at a health food or something like that. Also, would suggest the oil in the essential oil, particularly with that fluorite stone, and you could find that it would help to sort of settle what you might be experiencing right now. And I am reading based on no information, by the way. And I find, too, that drinking a little baking soda and water, tall glass of water with maybe a teaspoon of baking soda in it, just enough so you can, like, taste the salt just a little bit, and it'll sort of move some of the air and stuff out of your system, and you'll find that you'll be a little more settled. Yeah, so I hope you can hear me, and I hope that I'm speaking some truth to your situation and you can utilize some of those remedies. I know 1 year nauseous and stuff is kind of hard to malfunction. I'm glad to hear you're okay, though. Yeah. But the paths are, again, just as easy as mothers passing down a recipe, but also as complex as understanding chemistry, because you cannot just throw some things together. And I think that's where the misutilization and misinterpretation of some of the practice gets lost. You have to know what you're eating. You have to know what the recipe is before you can experiment with it. You can't decide, I'm going to bake a cake and I'm just not going to use any flour without fully having worked out how you're going to prepare that product. So, again, it comes from individual experience, family experience within a family or a clan or a group, but it also comes from documented result over time. We can, again, prepare a recipe many ways over and over again, and you will find some consistency as far as what will work and what does not work, but also some opening for experimentation, for adding and for creating something new. So you have to have that foundation to start with, to begin with, and then move forward. And spirit will always, always lead you in the proper way, in the proper understanding. This is indeed one of those days when I was myself feeling a little lazy. We are dealing with some peculiar weather for New Orleans. We went from 80 degrees to, I think it's about 55 right now, 57 degrees, after 2 days of storms and tornadoes and floods and typical stuff, but severe nonetheless. I'm actually burning a fire. I woke up and it was quite chilled in the house. And some of you know I have 7 aquariums. Only 3 of them are heated. So I need to keep the environment to a certain temperature not to harm my fish. In fact, it's cooler now. I'm looking at the NOAA.com. It's 54 degrees now. Cloudy, overcast. A great day for still, quiet contemplation, meditation, analyzation. Again, in these ritualized paths, people tend to over-focus on getting result, and particularly getting result based on their own immediate, often ego-based need. And a true practitioner will tell you that there are years of work behind every work and every manifestation. Not only the learning, the processes, but in prayer, meditation, going within, and understanding. If we look symbolically at the stories and myths about sages and witches and warlocks, and they're always isolated symbolically. They're always out in the woods or high on a hill or down this long, treacherous journey to reach. And I think there's more symbolic meaning to that than anything. It's our way of understanding, again, that which cannot be understood, God or mystery or magic, if you will. But the symbolism is often representative of years of effort, of being an outcast, of being separated, not by choice, but by your circumstance, by your situation. You will find that as you move towards a more centered spiritual life, some of the people around you are just not going to be able to handle that. They're not ready for that. They are not there. Excuse me. They are not at that level of manifestation within their life. And so there will often come some reason or issue for separation and difference. So indeed, there is a commitment that comes with the path and any of the paths, but being true to it and in fulfilling your ultimate destiny within it. Otherwise, everyone would be high priest. Everyone would be high priestess. Everyone would be Babalawo. There's a journey involved and a responsibility with the journey, just like being rich. There's a journey involved and a responsibility with the journey. Even if you hit the lotto, there's still a journey. There's still some responsibility. And often many of those people, if ill-prepared, end up broke in a relatively short period of time. So, again, we must truly decide who we are, where we want to be, moving forward, and then commit everything we have to that. And know, from my own personal endorsement and experience, it will be worth every effort. It will be worth every moment when you said no. It will be worth every time that you took to commit to the path rather than, you know, hang out and operate within mundane things. And there's those who clearly will never be able to separate that. And I think, again, there's a reason, going back to our path and our division of labor. We all have a role to play, a responsibility within the framework of the community. It does not require us all to learn the same thing and the same science and the same processes. This is what's wrong with our educational system. We're all going there and being taught the same thing, ultimately to prepare you for one singular path: enslavement, working for, and then dying and retiring with much less than what those who created that position, their dream, entailed for themselves. So we must begin to get clear right here and right now, get clear about what you really want and where you want to go, and then commit to the work, commit to surrenderance. And surrenderance is, again, one of those words we've been sort of implanted a negative emotion on. But in surrendering, we gain in first realizing what we don't know and accepting that we need to be empowered in some way, allows us to open up to receiving that gift, giving us greater control, greater choices, greater fulfillment ultimately in the long run. So indeed, it is a journey, it is a process, and it's as easy as deciding one from the other and moving forward. I want to take just a brief break. I will be forward momentarily. I am grateful for those of you who are present with me, both live and listening remotely via the remote players. And I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Mamwe gode uye uba nandlo mamwe gode uye uba nandlo gode uye mamwe majira kayu
mamwe gode uye uba
nandlo aje gade nandlo mamwe
mamwe
Mama
community and community. Indeed, I am humbled, grateful for your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince and the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Indeed, family can be, in response to continued conversation in the chat, one of our greatest challenges. And there is a profound, deeply profound and spiritual reason for this. And often our biggest challenge, our biggest hurdle to understanding, if you will, particularly the more grave, if I may use that word, your familiar experience may have been. Many of you know that I grew up in a overtly occultic-like religious environment. There was very little joy, if you will, in that upbringing, only to then find out after enduring years of religious abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse from both my family and this church, to find out that I had a whole another family of brothers and sisters at 15 years old that I had no knowledge of. And in that experience, even in the pains of that experience, there was some very profound truth that Spirit used this experience to speak to me on. And one of them was about spirit, reincarnation, our lives, our purpose, and the interconnectedness of that spirit. Here we have a whole family of children, just like me in many ways, more like this father who they had never had any real experience or time with. So you have to ask yourself, if they weren't around to experience his behaviors and his mood swings and his anger, how is it now that they mirror that back? So some would say it's genetic. And indeed, there is that which is passed down, just like your question about the path, Samenti, that is passed down through families, the mother's side of the family, or the father's side of the family. A woman marries, and certain information, certain recipes, certain knowledge is now transferred into this new family, thus creating an extension of an established path, but a new path nonetheless. So there's definitely that awareness for me of not only our commitment to life, but commitment to our journey and to our families. Our families, good and bad, are but mirror reflections of all the diversity of aspects of who we are. Whether you live out that aspect is not necessarily relevant to the purpose. Unlike my dad, I have no children. I had no mission to go out and produce families and families of children. So, again, that energy is in the coding, but it doesn't make it necessarily the relevant theme, if you will, for your life, for your path, for your experience. It's a constant process of developing, further developing, and feeding the good and weeding out the bad. I think there are very clear aspects to who I am today, which a graceful, understanding, wise God, goddess, deity would want to correct. So I knew at 5 I would never have children. Can't tell you how I knew I would never have children. It was very clear to me. It was a part of my understanding. Something else, too, that came up I wanted to relate back to is also about experience, environment. Growing up in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area in the 70s, was very different in many ways than maybe some other parts of the country. D.C. was considered Chocolate City, 75% black at that time. You were prepared early on for a track, if you will, to go into a certain, to work for the government, to be a teacher, to, you know, whatever that niche. And I think when we look back into traditional African-centered practices, there was an element to some degree. You know, if your father was a leather worker, you probably would become a leather worker. If your family worked cattle, then you probably would work cattle. There's a path there. There's always the interjection of spirit without any explanation. And there are many traditions that talk about the ancestors and the deities calling people out individually and setting upon them gifts, ideas, practices, totally new, but relevant. So here I was in a community not fitting the track, if you will, tall but not athletic, good looking but not, you know, player, not social, if you will, playing the saxophone, playing the piano, singing, writing plays, writing, drawing up businesses on paper, and then actually having those businesses manifest, producing carnivals in the fifth grade, you know, from scratch, and having the community to come out and support that. So I think, again, there's a place for tradition, and there's a place for consistency. You have to know the recipe. There's an experience of food, what's safe to eat and what is not safe to eat and how to prepare it. When we look at some more exotic delicacies, if you will, like the Japanese who eat this poisonous puffer fish, who decided when to begin to eat that and how to prepare it and how to process it so as not to kill them all off. So, again, I think when we look at paths and the manifestation of deities and paths, and it's a human frailty to resist change, to resist transformation, where we're ever looking for the comfort zone. But the only comfort zone is right now, because things are constantly in flux. I don't care what you're going through right now. The only constant comfort zone is right now. Right now, in the moment, you have an opportunity to readdress, reaffirm, reconfirm, reorganize, renew, rebirth something. All exists with you right here and right now, just as with spirit and the divine creators all exist with you right now. Okay, I got a private instant message. I don't want to say from who. The question was facetious. I think that's why I didn't respond yesterday. I think you missed the overall message, if you will, of the question. I personally don't do things which operate against spirit for me. I don't care what it is. I don't care for how much. I walked off a job at 18 years old, living in my mama house, not paying no rent, not putting gas in the car for $25 because it didn't coincide with my spirit at the time. And I think we, particularly when we're talking about younger people, there's that dichotomy of wanting to get settled, being consistent, finding a job, career, this, that, the other, that pays the bills. But there's also what makes you move in spirit? What feeds your spirit? What's not going to make you old and a prune? What's not going to bring excess stress into your life. So that was the root, if you will, instant messenger, of my question. If your spirit is saying otherwise, why would you do it anyway? For any amount of money, for any reason, quite honestly, for any reason. That was it. You know, make your decision. I'm not here to make your decision for you. I think you realize that. But I'm often pushing to the next level, even in the most simple communication. There's always something deeper to the question, to the comment. Spiritual captain to tell you that, to the picture, to whatever it is, there's always another message there that's always or not often apparent. So that's all I meant was, if it's not gelling with spirit, with your spirit, with divine spirit, why do it? And then I'm going to leave that alone, and you know who you are. I will be forward momentarily. Thank you all. Tarot One, Spiritualist Catherine, Ibu Kueno, Kedu, Kalahata, all of our special guests, Amenti Astrology, Divine Joy and Prosperity to each and every one of you, and, of course, Goddess, Mother of Orisha, who is present on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. All is indeed a blessing. I shall be forward. Ashe.
Papa loco muembra, agoe. Papa loco muembra, we agoe. Papa loco muembra. Bueno, bata la guama. Y mi boca puno la boye va a edenu. Papa loco muembra.
Thank you.
divine all blessed numerology and astrology. Today is March 31st, 2011, this Thursday, and we are sharing a Piscean lunation. With the moon now in its balsamic phase in Pisces and the sun in Aries. And as was mentioned in the chat, we did enter a Mercury retrograde on yesterday evening, which will last until April 23rd. And let me tell you, this will be a very different Mercury retrograde. This will not be the atypical stress, anxiety type Mercury retrograde blocks in communication. This will be a more depressive, down-pulling type of energy. And I really do believe that there is some link not only to the astrological alignment, but to the fact that the planet moves to some degree when we have earthquake calamities such as what we have in Japan. And there's also, I believe, a spiritual energetic fallout from the radiation. Everything physical has a spiritual connection, spiritual manifestation. And even what they're saying, even if it's true that there isn't any real physical, biological danger to the radiation, I still think that some of us, particularly those who are more sensitive and those who tend to take interest in astrology, numerology, religion, spirituality, tend to be open in many centers that much of the populace is not. And I think, too, that that is playing into this almost depressive, sleep-inducing type of energy that I see will carry through until the end of this Mercury retrograde on April 23rd. So by all means, move about. Make it a part of your routine. Stretch, yoga, exercise, get a bike, garden, you know, make yourself do. I typically go about New Orleans because New Orleans isn't very big by bike anyway, but I'm finding that I'm creating the simplest of reasons to sort of just get out and be exposed to the energy and make it back. I do apologize for missing, last night's show. And I believe I missed the day before at noon doing just that, trying to get out and catch up on some endeavors. Again, we are preparing to move, which is always a stressful thing, trying to move and get the deities into a new place without anything getting broken or damaged or any spirit being upset. It is a process. It's not like just packing up and moving. It is indeed a process. And, of course, I am dealing with major issues with the computer, and I'm still strongly asking for your support, your donations, your offerings, your calls, and to Keen even, to sort of help us to get the resources together to make this transition over the weekend. It will have to happen. We don't have a choice. Even if I have to go into the rent. So we can definitely use all your support. My internet spiritual work goes to support the ministry. My personal expense, I'm just getting by on Social Security, you guys. So I could really use that help in making sure that I can do this. I'm not sure exactly what's being spoken of in the chat. There's sort of a conversation going on, and somebody wants to call me with that. Aminti, you know, you're young, but you're an old soul, as you say. So you've got to really begin to move beyond some of those arguments. Often those arguments are only to distract you from your goal, to keep you from moving forward. And indeed, you have a clearly defined gifted, anointed ministry. For some, that reason to debate, and I don't want to cast all dispersion, but there's indeed some connection there too to the younger generation, the hip-hop culture. There's a sort of passion for the debate, if you will. And the debate, talking, you know, sounding whatever, it's fine. It has its place. But ultimately, you have to move forward in demonstration. So you can't let them suck your energy in that way. Just kind of do what you do and move forward. There are always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be those who are going to have something crazy to say. So just, you know that we are with you. We support you. That's why you're in the Queen's Chamber. And just keep it moving. Don't let them discourage you in any way. And don't let them exhaust you. It's a trick. You know, okay, so you might not be discouraged, but they'll definitely steal your energy if you allow them to, just in the response. Be surprised at stuff that I do not respond to. Some stuff makes it to the air, but quite a bit of stuff I don't even respond to. It's not on my level. It's not useful. There's no need to feed it any further so that it takes on a life of its own and does become an issue for you at some point. So just kind of do what you do. Know that the hand of the goddess is on what you're doing and continue to move forward. Yes, indeed I believe that Japan is the shrine of the dragon as spoken of in the Bible. Now, having said that, that means several things. I don't think it means the world is coming to an end tomorrow, but it's clearly a mile marker, if you will, for preparedness, for warning, for those whose eyes are open, whose ears are open, who are willing to transcend the illusions of physicality to the absolute realms of spirit. The signs are all around, and they bring both joy and concern, particularly concern for those who are not moving forward. And as I'm sharing with the mentee, we're in a time when we're sort of being sifted, if you will, to our most authentic positioning. And some are just not going to get on board, You will be available to them. I will be available to them. Spiritual Catherine will be available to them. Tarot One will be available to them. But they're just not going to get on board. And it comes a point when you have to weigh your time and your energy for those who want, need, desire what God has gifted you, and those who are various forms of spirit, often time consumers at the very least, vampires maybe at an even higher level. And there are those who that's what they do. There's no other reason for their getting up in the morning. It's a sort of challenge. And it's a way of challenging for themselves. That's how they learn. That's how they have chosen to experience life, is through the challenge. And that's their free range will and choice. But I believe that as we grow, as we mature, as we understand, there should also come some level of demonstration. And I'm so grateful that these words are carrying, even if people aren't coming back and saying, you know, you said and now I'm doing, I can clearly see the fruits of this labor, of this endeavor. One in particular, still doing videos, but I can see now light where there once was darkness. I can see now joy, happiness. And it might be a put-on. I'm not averse to the put-on. The 12-step program is not averse to the put-on. You fake it until you make it. If you have to feign joy, until it becomes your reality. There's no harm in that. But anything other than to embrace the negative, to embrace the vibration that's not in your best interest, why feed it? Well, why keep it coming around? Why allow it to set up residency, if you will, in your space? And we often, to borrow again from the 12-step program, allow people to take up space rent-free in our heads, in our hearts, in our life, in our experience, rather than live truly, authentically, according to ourselves and according to spirit. As an online consultant, I learned that through the comment and the rating. And as I've said before, I have many practitioners who listen to this show, and sometimes I think this show has something for the layman, but also is a little bit meatier, if you will, for the practitioners, who we don't often get fed in any way. We're constantly in the state of feeding others. But the comment and rating for me, at first, the first year or two, maybe even three, was fearful. First of all, it was what people would say and how true or honest or authentic they would be to having the opportunity to do so. But then I began to learn that it was not about what they had to say or not had to say, but about my commitment to it, my surrender and spirit, the truth, and speaking just that, and not being connected to the reaction to doing the right thing. Someone said that doing the right thing is when you're doing it and no one is watching. Is when you're doing it and no one is obviously or overtly taking account. And when we operate in this realm of spirit, religion and spirit, that's why I said, who are you operating for? Who are you working with? No reader, I don't care what they tell you, is operating unto their own devices, unless they are a liar, a charlatan, or being deceptive. But we are all drawing from somewhere, light, darkness, powerful, spiritual, God, the devil. We're all drawing from some source. And that is indeed what makes the more tuned, if you will, spiritualist reader, is our ability to be authentic to that. My first goal is to please spirit, to please God, to please God. I've now learned through experience that always will make the client happy because they will get the result. They're looking for results, and I test them by that. I know if you're really looking for a result or if you're just trying to play a game based on your commitment to the result, based on your commitment to the thing that you say is the block. And often we will say, well, it's the man, it's the woman, it's the job. And typically the blocks aren't there. Typically the blocks are in a very different place within and within that realm of what we call the intangible, the spirit realm, the creative realm, the mist, if you will. So if you can be true and authentic, even in the heat of an argument, even in the worst of situations, in the worst of weather, and remain true and committed to the ultimate manifestation by experience. Faith is great. We need faith. But I think experience, backing faith, is what creates the more empowered individual, because I speak to you based on what I know, what I have lived, what I have seen, what I have witnessed, not just from a book, not just from study, not just from training. The best doctor is still in need of years of experience. It's still in need of hands-on contact before he has reached a level of success, if you will. You know, anyone can go to school, anyone can study. We can all immerse ourselves, and indeed we should. We should feed that which we are most called to, most drawn to, which we find most effective and most advantageous, but while doing so, remain true and authentic at the spirit level. To not get beguiled by the illusions of the physical realm and the material realm, but to stay focused in on the ultimate destination. Without that, I would fall, I would faint, I would give up, I would not be doing what I'm doing. The level of challenges have come and have been stronger and more vigilant, if you will, but the rewards always outmatch that. So indeed, I will continue. If one is in the chat, if a million is in the chat, if the community is supportive, if the community is not supportive, because I have no choice. This is who I am, and this is what I am here to do and call to do. And if I have to do it without certain things, it's still within the realm of divine will and understanding. And ultimately, my experience has taught me that all things ultimately work out for our good. I want to take this another quick break. I did want to give some attention to some more of my sponsors, so I'm going to have to see if I can sort of tweak the timing here. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Oh, Goddess Mother of Orisha, let me hit you before I go.
Peace and blessings.
How are things in California?
Sunny in Northern California, believe it or not. We survived the rain and the mudslides, and we had a slight hurricane, but that's all over, you know. What I wanted to do, I wanted to say something to a mentee, if I can, about the hip-hop community and the flack she's getting. Like you told her, I was going to tell her the same thing. Do not allow them to rent space in your head. Because, and I'm pretty sure most of the flack she gets are from men and women who support that. Because hip-hop is basically a male-dominated industry. It's very male-dominated, and it does not give reverence to the goddess or to the queen at all. It's very rare. It's very, very rare. And that's part of why they're screwing around with her and trying to mess up her headspace. And she needs to know, you know, she cannot at all for 1 second, not even a millimeter of a second, let that affect what she's doing and what Spirit called her to do. And the fact that she's pregnant is making her a little bit more sensitive. And and I'm pretty sure there's some sisters out there who, you know, think they need to be soldiers, you know, for this whole hip-hop movement, whatever they're doing, these armchair, dime store revolutionary cats. She needs to just kick all of that to the left. I'm going to talk to her in her language. Kick it to the left, sis. Kick it to the left, because it is a colossal waste of time.
And another point I would say is, I understand, Queen, that that's not your focus, but you just happen to be birthed right in the middle of that time period, if you will, that generation.
Yeah, I'm from the first hip-hop generation, yeah.
You've got it behind you just, you know, by the weight of your age and the year that you were born in.
Mm-hmm.
So as you say, you are an old soul, and you have to begin to move forward in a different revolutionary way and be fearless. Have no fear. Have no doubts. Know that as you see the manifestation, just as I said, as you see the continued manifestation, you'll find that you'll build strength based on that. And you'll hear those voices less and less. You won't hear them less, but they'll have of less gravity to you. They'll sound distant and faint. excuse me, but again, I am grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence. We have about 4 minutes left in the show. I thank Goddess Mother Orisha for her comments. I thank those who've been with us in the live chat, Aminti, Anuplet Astrology, Kalahat, all of our special guests, Spiritualist Catherine, Tarot Wand, and anything or anyone that I might be missing or neglecting. I do apologize. But do join me here again tomorrow, Friday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, here on Blog Talk Radio at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time. All is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find
job full of